This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
These people living in the alley got the needles full of problems. Nobody wants them. While the politician talking, saying he's just astounded how the streets so crowded. Then he
walks on by. That was singer-songwriter and fingerstyle guitarist Joe Stanton singing from his song, The Hypocritical Blues. Joe added his voice to dozens of other voices during Monday's homelessness marathon. Kevin and I worked with a team of CHLY programmers, volunteers, and staff to bring 9 hours of local content to the 14-hour Canadian Homelessness Marathon. Joe Stanton joined singer-songwriter Bobby Schramm and Laura McDonald on air during the open mic hour at 9 p.m., as well as others. Today we listen to a collage of audio clips gathered from the nine-hour conversation about homelessness and poverty issues that took place with the help of Nanaimo's only community radio, CHLY. If you missed the marathon, you can hear it here today during this hour.
I sleep on the benches at Terminal Station. Shopping carts guard me in my indignations, and I'm so cold. My life is all here on these streets in this park. Where I sleep in the daytime and roam in the dark every day.
You're listening to the 2009 Homelessness Marathon from Nanaimo and cities across Canada.
Well, actually, we just turned the corner onto our main drag, so to speak, and we just had a conversation with one of the people who's involved in the downtown security patrol, and she's going to contact her office and see if she's able to share information with us about what they're doing and what they participate in down here. And Wallace and I are just going to carry on walking, and as we meet people, we'll give you a shout, Kevin, and hopefully be able to share the thoughts and opinions of some of the people that we meet here this afternoon.
So these people are already sort of dealing with a great deal of trauma. And, you know, as somebody had said to me once, you know, I challenge anyone to spend a year on the street and not start using drugs. It's, you know, the painful existence, the absolutely painful existence, and especially for women in terms of how they become their means of survival on the streets, it's absolutely a painful thing. And I think that it becomes a vicious cycle in terms of drug abuse and you know, all substance abuse. Nanaimo tends to have a few populations of visible homeless. So we tend to what we tend to see in Nanaimo are those people that are, say, involved in drinking tend to congregate sort of with one group of people. Mm-hmm. Those people that are involved in other substance abuse, whether it's, you know, crack or heroin, tend to be more involved in the sex trade just because of the cost. Yes. Of the substances that they're using.
Okay, at the Salvation Army here, we've noticed that this year there's more demand for our services. The emergency shelter is running full to overfull with turnaways. As well as when we look at our other programs, our food, emergency food and stuff like that, we're up 25% over the same period of last year.
Yeah, we are. We're seeing, well, this year was that we opened up what we call EDI, Evening Drop-In. It's a drop-in for women specifically experiencing homelessness on the street. So we have, you know, we've had that up and running for coming up to a year. So we don't have stats in terms of EDI from a previous year to compare against, but certainly just in terms of usage, just in terms of women that are coming in. And to what Rob is saying, too, I mean, it is an issue here in Nanaimo that we have some shelter beds, but not very many for women. And often when the count is done, when they do the homelessness count, it seems as though there aren't as many women on the street. But again, this has to do specifically with how women experience homelessness.
Hello there. How's it going? My name's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
How are you doing?
We're fine, thank you. What are your thoughts about homelessness and poverty in Nanaimo today?
Well, I don't want to say anything in particular about the homelessness and poverty. I just want to mention a specific incident that happened, and it has to do with the kind of cruelty that people have towards,
yes,
you know, people that are on the street and
yes,
stuff like
okay.
that.
Yes, okay, yes.
And I was down at the Tally Ho one day, you know, the bridge there.
Yes.
And there was a lady there that I couldn't get life in. And it was like around the time when it was 15 below at night. And it was starting to become night, you know. And I couldn't get life in her. She was sleeping. So I went to phone an ambulance for her in one of the boutiques at the Tally Ho. And they asked, what do you want the ambulance for? And I said, well, there's a lady asleep under the bridge. I can't get life in her. Oh, that lady. I'm not letting you phone an ambulance from here. And I just said, what? What are you talking about? I stole the phone from her. And she started screaming and yelling at me because I was going to use her phone. And then I got on the phone with the ambulance, and then she wouldn't even tell me the address of the place.
When I came at about 6 o'clock, there were already three people sitting at the stairs. And then the door was open for them about, I think, 6:45. And then we were helping them to take off their shoes and their wet socks, their wet clothes, and we gave them dry clothing to wear. We are giving them decaffeinated coffee and also some soup and a bun and some cheese and a cookie.
Tim Donnelly.
What's your experience been tonight?
I don't know. It's been interesting, and it's kind of new for me. But I don't know. It's different, yeah.
Did you know much about homelessness before you came in this evening?
Not much, but I guess my mom and I have kind of looked at a few things about it, but not much. Probably just learned more about cooking in the kitchen than anything here, but yeah, like, it's a lot worse than I thought it was out there for them.
I'm Orville Drake. This is my second night. Out there, it's pretty cold. Really cold. She fell down, and the street people, you know, I don't know.
Have you, how long have you been without a home, Orville?
Probably about 4 months now.
Yeah. So this cold weather experience is new for you, maybe?
Well, I've been in cold weather for a long time. I can handle it. Well, today was pretty good because the sun was out. But once the sun went down, it's like pretty cold. And
a bit of cheese.
A lot of things are happening. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there saying it's cold. It's not just us. There's a lot of people out there. And I don't know what to say about it. The government says they're going to have all these shelters for us. You know? When is that? 2012, the target. A lot of people out there freezing. A lot of people. I just want God bless all my friends out there and keep on.
Our funds were cut back 12 years ago, 10%, and that's never been reinstated or increased. So whatever funds that we're able to access through health or the ministry for our clients is what we have to operate on. So a core funding of $139,000 for between 80 and 100 staff and 38 programs, that has to cover everything. Just to, not contradicting in, but it's been 6 years that we've been operating the safe house. Mm. And in that time, we've almost provided services for 600 youth, homeless youth. Mm-hmm. And they're from everywhere, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal and all different kinds of circumstances. And I always put forward how dedicated our staff is, because we did have a young lady from Australia that came in that had been sent out here to a private school and ran away and ended up in the streets and being sexually exploited. Mm-hmm. Our staff, she did end up at our safe house, and our staff contacted and got a hold of her family and was able to arrange for tickets and make sure she got home.
Well, it's curious enough, I've just only lived in Nanaimo for 6 months. I'm a social worker, retired for 18 years. I've worked in the north, I've worked in Ontario, and I've worked across, actually, Canada. And I'm very concerned about the homelessness situation, because I think that it's all needed. I think that there is tax dollars, and I think that there's places for people to go, and that's really what it's all about. It's about money to get people to places to go.
We're talking about shelters this hour. We have Inga Cooper, Grace Elliott Nielsen, and Tammy Wiley in the studio. They're all with the Tillicum Laylum Projects and the youth shelter in Nanaimo. Okay. Were you familiar with that story when it looked like the shelter might have to close for lack of funds?
Well, I was, actually. And the Native community within Nanaimo, hats off to them. I'm Métis myself. And I think they're doing a wonderful job to look out for certain individuals. But I think it expands much further than that. And I would hate to see that the community would look at any different culture or different diversity as an individual in this. I think it's more than that. I think it's much more diverse than that.
Mark, do you have a final thought you'd like to leave us with before we say goodbye?
I certainly would. I think that the problem with the homelessness, and I think that a lot of things that are going on in Nanaimo is quite simple. We have a lack of accommodations. I don't think shelters are the answer. I think the restrictions and the rules are too much for people. I believe that we do need more centers for people to be able to sit. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have them watched. I'm not saying if someone didn't buy in the apartment complex that they couldn't make certain accommodations for people based on their living situation. The other thing is, I think we need to address addictions. I think that when we look at homelessness and we look at addictions, we're looking at two in the same.
Well, I know for myself that I just got off the streets. I was on the streets for about two years, and I know it's a continuous growing problem in Nanaimo, and a lot of people are finding it difficult with the amount of money if people are on disability or income assistance. So there's just not enough money to go around for people to be living anywhere in Nanaimo right now. And I know for myself that I had a huge problem with that. There's just nothing to go around for anybody. Well, I did a lot of couch surfing. Went from house to house. Sometimes I didn't have anywhere to go. I couldn't even stay at people's house because landlords were having problems with it, or there was too many people, or things were just too drug orientated and. Yeah, I just, and food was another issue that kind of goes along with homelessness, that, not only do we not have a place to live, but, you don't have any food to put in your belly. And or the places that are giving out food, it's just like giving donuts and stuff, and you just can't survive on that, out when it's cold and raining and stuff,
I'm Jan, and I'm here with Kevin, and we're listening to the voices of Nanaimo participants in Monday's Canadian Homelessness Marathon.
We listened to Bobby Schramm, Leslie Clark, Rob Anderson, Daniel, Riney Heiderman, Tim Donnelly, Orville Drake, Grace Elliott Nielsen, Mark, and Chelsea. We'll be back with more of our condensed presentation of the Homelessness Radio Marathon in a moment. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.